You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
Sometimes kids play with pretend guns. It's up to us to make sure they don't play with real ones. Keep yours stored locked and unloaded. Learn more at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Oh, hey there. Welcome to another episode of Qualified Nonsense. If you joined us before, welcome back. If you're new here, welcome to the beautiful and amazing train wreck that is Qualified Nonsense. The three of us are here and ready to tackle the wild, interesting, and sometimes disgusting depths of Reddit for your pleasure. Whether you're joining us on your commute to work or you're deucing on the dollar, get ready for another episode. I'm Matt.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Brandon.
I'm Brandon. That was my line.
Wow. God. That was so like... That's a social experiment. I mean, that's what we do all the time. It's like somebody's got us on a dog clicker.
Wait, did you do that on accident?
No. I guess I'm having a stroke. Wow.
Huh. Okay. You're stepping on my lines. Oh my gosh.
The hell's in good. This thing?
Smoke weed every day.
Well, we're off to a...
This is Qualified Nonsense.
Oh, right. Yeah. What are we listening to?
And we're back.
That reminds me when, Brandon, when we were in New York and, or you were visiting New York and we went to your hotel room to record, Friendemonium.
Yeah. To record.
Wink. Yeah. We had sex. And,
recorded some.
And
I have a narrow urethra.
and
just a couple of bros with their hummus cannons.
Oh, I hate that.
Getting after their dragon pearls.
What is anyway, that?
The dragon pearls.
No.
Think about it.
Oh, and I said that I was Adrian Hershey or Kosnick or whichever.
Just introducing yourself.
Yeah.
Well, that was a new one.
Oh shit. Here we go again.
It's about that time. Another episode.
What's
good been, in everybody's world?
Yeah. What's been happening?
It's the haps.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. Or
just recorded a podcast. Where's
your crickets? And no, I mentioned it last episode, but now both my kids have had
sickness. Are they sick?
No. Soccer. So soccer practice and soccer tryouts, which I didn't know elementary school had soccer tryouts, but my oldest did a soccer tryout today, and so he was pretty jazzed about that. There was
what happens if they don't
at
make
some
it?
Point these kids will learn option? Disappointment.
It's going to be devastation, but like we're going to work through it. And I think he's really good. You know, last week we talked about me turning 40,
and now today, you're going to be the dad if he doesn't make the team because you're over there being like, look, my kid is good.
No, well, no. The thing is, like today was the first day that my 9-year-old. Properly ran like a couple of plays against me that I just he just tuned me up. Like I wasn't nerfing myself at all. I just got owned and I was like, okay, well,
daddy's ACL hurts now.
Yeah, exactly. So that's where I am. But yeah, kids are playing soccer, so that's exciting. And I might be a coach.
Kids running made me think of this. Do they still do jogathons?
They do.
Yeah, kind of. At our school they did. It's like they were trying to raise money for the teacher's lounge and something else at the school this last
make the kids
get
go
more ashtrays.
Raise the money.
Yeah.
Look, the teachers need a new lounge. Go make the kids run for it.
Can we get a pinball machine in here? Mind.
Yeah.
I mean, if little Johnny does 1,400 laps, we'll get that new Coke machine.
Doesn't that seem messed up, thinking about like making kids raise money for their own school? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. It is.
Like, shouldn't be that way. I think it's fine that they raise money. They could do it for, you know, cancer research or whatever, but like, I don't know, like raising or it for like their own school seems,
or like an event, but like, yeah, you're right. It's like, hey, you know, the parents and the families that pay taxes to support the school, well, we're going to get them to pay more by having your kid run around in circles.
Dude, there's so we have some friends that their kids go to private Catholic school, and the shit they make the parents do is like, all right, sweet, you're already paying for the school.
Yeah.
Period. And now, if you go to that school, you are required to volunteer X amount of hours per month. And then you have to do like to just volunteer at the school. And then they have this like fundraising gala thing every year. And I was like, yeah, here's my fundraiser. It's called a monthly check to you. But like the things that they make you do in private school, I was like, geez, we just pay taxes and we get like, meh, education.
That's like it, like colleges having alumni associations. It's like, I don't want to give you more money. I already gave you a bunch of money to begin with.
Kara gets those. I happily throw those away. Don't even look at them.
You guys know, you want to know something really fun? I just found out, because we've got UNC and Duke right next to us in North Carolina. And Duke, granted, it's an expensive school, but Duke, tuition, room, and board, what do you think the cost is for a year?
In-state or out-of-state?
In-state.
Like, Duke's 60, private, right?
Duke's private, yeah.
Yeah, at like 63.
Close. 96.
Oh, well, not that close.
for granted, undergrad? Sure, for undergrad. Room, board, sure. But isn't that wild?
Privates are usually pretty stingy with their scholarships.
And it's a super competitive school. Anna worked there for a academic year, as one of her work study things for social work, and she's a therapist, right? So she was there in alcohol, their alcohol abuse center or whatever, and she had clients, like she had people that she was talking to on the regular that were like, everybody was stressed out by the academic pressures of doing well for $96,000 a year. Pretty wild.
It's too bad you left your former job when you did. You could have met Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's coaching for them now. But
Trying to meet a new girlfriend.
We can cut that out if you want, because that might be doxing. Or people.
No, I didn't work for Duke, so it was close, but no cigar.
No, Bill Belichick is at University of North Carolina though.
Oh geez. Yeah. This is how in tuned I am with with the sports ball. I don't mind. They'll be okay. And I'll be okay, I think. And also like who even listens to this show?
People who already know where you work, yeah. So
Mom, don't dox me. I'm just kidding. My parents, I don't think, listen anymore. They used to
I'm
listen.
I'm just kidding. Shout out to Albania. Look us up.
Salam alaikum.
Well, should we take a little break and get to some cue nannies?
Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
Be right back.
Say, is your tax return burning a hole in your pocket? Well, come on down to Jacob's Cars, 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 and we'll get you into a real piece of shit that you can drive right off the lot. And the great thing is, we don't even do credit checks. We just take some cash, or we'll give you a loan for like, you know, 15% or something, and it'll be great. So call us now, 1-900, Cars, 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 Cars.
Welcome back. Feel free to drop us a line at qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or connect with us on our socials. Now's the time on the show where we take on Reddit's most pressing questions by finding the top trending questions, randomizing them, and then answering them here. First one up.
Speaking of which, thank you, Brandon, for doing that administrative work.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, carry on.
It was nothing. This comes to us from Ask Reddit, username WTWHH. They ask, what was the biggest scandal in your high school?
Do we want to go there?
And keep in mind that we probably have people from high school who listen, so we should probably be a little sensitive about names and things.
I was just about to drop a first name, last name, so I'm glad you said that. There was a guy who got suspended during, and this was impactful for me because I was in the show that they were in, but they got suspended for fighting with an adult on campus. Do you guys remember that?
I'm going to say which time.
Yeah.
I feel individual.
Yeah. This individual.
Was it the one time this person showed up to rehearsal drunk?
Yeah. No. Oh. Time. He got expelled. Okay. I mean, they got expelled because they got in a fist fight with their girlfriend's dad.
If you want to use the names, I could bleep it out in the edit, but
no, that's okay.
All right,
they'll be okay.
Keep in mind, this is also an individual that got expelled from middle school for bringing a butterfly knife in,
which a butterfly knife is nothing more than a child's plaything, so like
it shouldn't have such a whimsical name if they don't want to keep playing with it.
Yeah.
Lean in for your kiss.
No, but as I understand it, so this person didn't like this adult didn't like this high school student dating his daughter, so he went up and like shoved this person against the wall or something, like as school was letting out, so it was like on campus, and then he like pinned him up against the wall, and then like kissed put his him. Hands around his throat or something like that, gave him a kiss, and then this person punched the adult in the face, and the adult was like, ah yes, this is what I wanted, and with a bloody face he was like, hey you know, principal, hey like staff, I was attacked by a student on your property. And really what should have happened was the adults, the administrative staff should have been like, what were you doing attacking a child on campus? But like,
granted, I don't know, I'd want my daughter dating this individual. That's a real like bitch thing to do, to like push a kid and get a kid to hit you and then be like,
high school, dude. Yeah, exactly, high school.
I don't remember this minor talk off air about
I
only remember it because it was during a show. This person had a lead in a show that we were doing, and we had to finish rehearsals in someone's church because that person wasn't allowed on campus, and there was like petitioning for getting them to not be expelled or whatever, because they're like, this is fucked up. And the administration was like, no, this person's a problem anyway. How is that for vagueness? That wasn't a very good story. listeners are like, what? Cool. I should have given him a different name.
I think for where we, for me, one of the weirder things was a senior year pregnancy and like marriage. They're still married to this day, but I think they were like trying to get married before they actually graduated.
I remember that they had a kid before they graduated. Yeah. That was pretty. I mean, actually, do you guys remember? Do you have your senior? There's a whole two-page spread dedicated to all the kids born in our senior year. Do you remember that?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I don't have it anymore, but
I can guarantee you none of them are my kids.
Same.
Got my first super kid virgin senior year.
That would be interesting to like, you're talking to your kids, showing them your yearbook, and you're like, oh, and here's your birth announcement, and like turning to the page of the yearbook.
You made it into mommy and daddy's scrapbook.
Yeah.
I'm 30, you're 25, and
Although for those of us with kids, if you look back on it, those individuals are now adults and their kids are already out of their house. And that's really hard for me to think about because I have a 6-year-old.
Isn't that wild? I think about that actually pretty frequently because the few times that I'm on Facebook, that person who started a family in high school, like pops up periodically, and I think it probably the algorithm has me because I usually hover or like take a look at the pictures because I'm like, wow,
zoom in.
That's wild.
Yeah. Oh man,
you're like liking pictures from 5 years ago. You're like, shit, shit, shit.
No, that's terrible.
Time was not good to them. Ooh,
ooh. I say with a bald fucking head.
I feel like people who you hear a lot about this, and maybe it's like, you know, people tend to be more religious or whatever, who do marry their high school sweethearts. But it seems like people who do marry young, like when they're 18 or married their high school sweethearts, stay married.
Yeah.
I mean, just anecdotally, it seems that way to me.
I would say the odds are even more stacked against them. Of like, you know, oh, all marriages end, 50% of marriages end in divorce. I would say like, yeah, but if you married them from the ages of 18 to 21, it's like 75%.
So there's this, a statistic that I don't know the answer to, or like the, I don't know the specifics, but arranged marriages have a high sort of success rate because there are people who learn to grow together and communicate with each other.
That's I would also say because they've been emotionally abused to believe that that's love.
Or is it more like family and societal pressure to stay together?
Yeah. Not wrong. Yeah, that's a good point.
All like, right. You would be bringing great shame on your family to split up.
Once again, Jake opening his mouth with an opinion that nobody agrees with.
Idiot. Shut up and sit down.
Well, no, I mean, I'm like, you didn't pull that out of your ass, I'm sure. Like, you're probably right that, like, you do kind of have to adapt.
But you're right, though. There are other factors that must play a role in people staying together. Because, yeah, you're right. arranged marriages probably have a pretty heavy religious influence that probably also punishes or looks down upon splitting.
Yeah, I would say I'd be curious to see what that would be like if those individuals felt like they had free will or no other constraints on them.
Something I thought of in high school, relating back to theater, is I remember a kid we went to high school with getting a BJ and then backstage. And then young lass who finished him off spit the contents of her mouth onto one of the curtains, and they had to replace the curtain.
I had totally forgotten about that.
Which was a big deal. Those curtains are expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like how you, Brandon, you're like, I don't know, should I say it? I'm going to try to say, BJ. And it's like, it's like, spit.
Blowj is my preferred term for that, just because it's a little more shocking. But yeah, no. So I'm having trouble, I guess, because everything that I'm thinking of with regard to high school people, I'm thinking of events that occurred after high school about them. So like my memory of them is high school, but the events that I'm like, ooh, that was something worth noting. But I was like, oh, that event happened after high school, but about the person that I remember in high school. You know what I mean?
Let's out everybody on our podcast, our fall from grace.
No, not really that way. I just mean, my point is that I was like, ooh, that happened. And I was like, oh no, that was after high school.
Yeah. There was a couple that really was one. You know, an individual steaming up the car windows with a minor who happened to be a coach at the time.
Oh, shit. I definitely forgot about that one.
So we
this is not when we were in high school, but it was, yeah, someone we graduated with.
We graduated with this person, ultimately went on to be a coach at the school. Another situation of a parent that was suspicious of people dating their daughter and caught them in the car steaming up the windows and ultimately spent a little time in the clink, it sounds like.
Yeah, he had to register as an SO. But,
glory days. Dun, dun, dun.
Glory days.
Here's some top answer here by username Dumbfuck.
Nice.
Had a kid known as the Mad Shitter, defecated everywhere but in toilets. All boys prep school. Kid's behavior just kept escalating. Floor of a stall, bathroom radiator, empty classroom, stairwell. Dean of students was getting increasingly pissed, yelling at us over the PA daily. It all came down to when he shit inside a piano in the music room and got caught on camera. His rich parents donated a new grand piano and he wasn't even expelled. And then somebody replying said, the shitter at my high school was called the Fecal Phantom. He was never caught.
Okay, so I don't know that that's a scandal. I think that's like a running prank. Like, we have some good examples of that, but yeah, that's pretty good.
This one says, a teacher marrying a student the summer she graduated and turned 18. That sounds like a scandal.
Oh, that does sound like
that actually reminds me. We had that it was after we graduated but still happened in school. Didn't the police officer on campus was dating a minor, got in trouble, and then they got married after she graduated, right?
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wish Ryan.
But love is love, Matt. Jesus.
I'm more than confident actually, that was the case.
There was an ongoing affair that happened. Do you guys remember that I had a late high school late high school, I had a girlfriend who went to school at an all-girls school in Portland, and she had a classmate that was like having an ongoing affair with a married teacher at her school. I don't remember the details, but I remember that being scandalous.
It is scandalous.
This one, the son of one of the teachers OD'd on DXM one day and had to be removed via ambulance. He was out from school for a bit, then literally first day he was back, he OD'd again and had to have an ambulance called again.
Would you say that Ryan's Dornbecker Day experience would be a scandal? I feel like that's something that sticks.
I don't know if that was a scandal, but that was a stressful event for everybody, for him. And
so, friend of the podcast, with Dornbecker Days, you donate blood, and they have to do an AIDS test beforehand. Happens at the school. And obviously, when you're doing tests, you can get false positives. And so you tested... He tested positive for AIDS.
So his
mom came screaming down to the school, like, "Where's my boy?"
Yo, no, I remember because he went. So he went. I remember this so vividly. He went to get like another test, and the doctor. Oh man, this is good. And then the doctor said.
It should have been a bigger deal.
To some effect, she said, like, this test is never wrong, or like, it's highly unlikely that this particular test that he failed in or like was positive in is wrong. And they took more blood and they wouldn't let him know immediately. So I remember this just absolutely crystal clear. We were in choir. I'm sitting in the tenor section. He's a bass. He walks in, like right next to the front doors. You have your like your music pamphlets or your music binders, and he walks in, and then me and I forget who else. I think Phil And like, we start like giggling because he like just walked in and we're like, oh, he's back from his tests. And we're like, oh yeah. Cause he was like really milking it at that point. Remember? And he turned around to go to his section and his eyes were red and he had clearly been crying and he had like, his like cheeks were wet and we were like, huh? And we stopped immediately. We're like, oh no. Because he had gotten the news that it was probable that the tests were accurate. And so we were like yuck yuck yucking in choir, and then he was clearly upset and we were like, oh no. And then later after it, like everything was sorted out and he didn't have AIDS and he was telling people that he had beaten it.
Yeah, he beat AIDS.
at the local movie theater, people had advertisements before, like local businesses could put advertisements before movies. And the doctor that told him that every time her office would put a, like, and she was one of the people on the screen, he'd be like, fuck that lady. She's a fucking asshole. He'd be so vocal. We'd be like, dude, chill out. He's like, she said I had AIDS. I didn't have AIDS. So good.
That's a scandal that was very serious for a minute.
Yeah.
But now we can laugh it off.
But now we can laugh about it.
Oh, good one. Let's see. What do we have next? All right. This one is on the subreddit Ask Men Over 30.
Nice.
Username Logmeln. They ask, you have the entire week off. What are you doing to pass the time and enjoy yourself? And they say, just curious as to what you do to pass the time. I don't want to ask about if money wasn't an issue because that's silly, but if my life was the same and I had maybe an entire week off with no chores required, no mowing the lawn or taking out the trash needed, I just go to a stationery store to check out and test pens, maybe pick one up and go to several brands around NYC and check out backpacks. I'm a bit of a pen and backpack nerd. I watch a lot of YouTube videos at home, but want to go and play with the things and feel them in person. Find some good cheap food too. That would make me happy. So assuming, I guess, you're not traveling and everything in your life is the same, what would you do with a week off?
I'm really interested. Go ahead.
I'm assuming to yourself also. So
I know where you're going with this, Jake. I want to, like, are we talking like pens, like ink pens?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Yeah.
I mean, those are two just very interesting things.
Well, so speaking of which, I would encourage listeners and you guys to check out, apparently in Japan, there's a huge culture around, or not a culture, there's a huge interest and following of stationery and pens. And there's like conventions and like desk items get like awards and like most sought after and stuff. And I didn't know this was a thing, but it's apparently a pretty big deal in Japan. So check it out because there's some really cool stuff out there.
It sounds like how at like county fairs, they have like table setting as a competition that like people can compete in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It seems super, super niche, but it's, you know, it's pretty popular. So I guess that's probably the pen element, but I don't know about the backpack side of that. I mean, I guess it's probably just another niche market of like bespoke, cool, hip, you know.
I do like the I always thought it was kind of strange, but then when you see the people that are into pens and like what they put their money into, it's really cool. Like there was a guy that worked at the bank who was into pens, and he was like very protective of them, got to the point where he wouldn't leave them at work. He would, you know, take them home with him. But he found this fountain pen, but it was, the needle of it was like an old, you know, when you think of Sweeney Todd and their writing and the red, you know, like you dip the quill in the ink. It was really cool. But again, he spent like $400 on the thing. It was like, ooh,
Jesus.
They're,
but again, it's really cool.
It's kind of like watch guys, sort of like guys who are like really into, you know, expensive watches.
They view like they typically view them as a collector piece, though. Like this is only going to gain in value. And while sure they'll wear them from time to time, it's like the guys that are really into it have a collection that they rarely bring out, and they're just using it as an investment strategy.
There was a guy at the men's group who he's a watch guy, and he was wearing a watch that was from 1965 or sometime in the 60s, but it's one of the Coca-Cola retirement watches. So if you work for Coca-Cola on your 25-year anniversary, you get a Rolex watch, and it says like Coca-Cola on it, and then like in the back it's engraved. And I was looking at it. It was kind of cool, kind of a cool thing. So it would mean that the person worked at Coke since like the 30s. But
so you being you, did you Google its estimated value? Or,
I did look on eBay for them, and I mean they stopped doing it obviously because like every company, no company gives watches anymore. But it was the one I found. It seemed pretty pricey, but
nice.
But yeah, it was kind of cool.
I think for me, like to the question, I guess, I've been keeping this running list of spots that I'd like to go eat at in Portland and Beaverton. And like a lot of them are in Beaverton Hillsboro for some reason. But if I was cheaper staying real locally, estate. And it was, I mean, a lot of them are like hot pot places, but I think I'd probably go to those spots that always are in your mind. And the reason I started this list is because I was like, man, what was that restaurant? I feel like I knew this one. So I started keeping a running list, and it's pretty big. So if you had a week off, I don't know, maybe go to the mall, hit up a nice spot you've never been to.
Yeah, I'd probably do the same. I'd probably go to restaurants I've been meaning to go to. You know, go to the movies during the day, maybe go to a museum. Maybe drive up, see my parents, maybe go on day trip to the coast or to Bend or something, or maybe an overnight trip.
Visit Multnomah Falls at 7 a.m. on a Wednesday where the parking lot isn't full.
Yeah. Yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Nothing too exciting. Like, I'm not really somebody who likes to, like, if I have a day off, I don't really like to just like, oh, I'm just going to do nothing today and just sit on the couch. And I kind of feel like I should be more useful with my time, even if that involves sitting on my ass in a movie theater or whatever. But
would you go
like doing something
like you guys like to antique? Is that a desirable time? Cause like zero competition or whatever.
Yeah. Although, I mean, I don't know how many places you've been to during the day, but there's a shitload of old people out and about during the day, and like stores are choked with them. And
Naked Gun? No, Airplane. That Airplane scene of like the pilot punching all of those Hare Krishna people. That's how I imagine you
just weeding through them. Get out of the way, I need to shine my light and see if it's uranium glass.
You want me to put you in this urn? Get out of my way.
So two things. I got distracted while you guys were talking about watches, because it made me think of, do you guys know the guy Damian Broderick? He's a TikToker that he does this like series. It's like Let's Get Dressed, and he shows.
Yeah. Anytime you ask, he's like, do you know this person or have you heard of this thing? It makes me feel a million years old, because it's always like somebody from like TikTok or who has a YouTube channel, and like I've never heard of them. Right? No, but like it always makes me feel old, because you're like, oh, have you seen this web you know, web series or whatever. Like,
have you seen this internet thing?
Not Jeopardy or the Wheel. Haven't heard of it.
You invested in the crypto that just got launched,
Brandon. I feel like you actually would enjoy this. This guy dresses up a little bit Peaky Blinders-y.
He's an Irish guy that whispers, and he goes every video starts, "It's Tuesday, so let's get dressed."
Yeah, but he always looks super.
Does he dress up
sharp?
like he's like, "I'm going to dress up like somebody from the 1880s Old West or whatever"? Or
he doesn't declare it. That's just his style.
Oh, never mind then. There's a different guy that I've seen that does like different eras of dress.
To do a lot of this stuff is ASMR.
Yeah,
no,
but it's I'm always entertained by his. Well, all of his videos are pretty good, but his watches, I'm always like, ooh, that's a cool watch. Because
I look
all
up
like,
all of his fragrances. They're like $400
have you gotten
models.
Any? Are they $400?
No. Yeah, he just did a collaboration with one. It was like, oh, here's a giveaway of Monaco leather, or what is it? It was called Monaco leather, I think it was. And I looked it up, and you had to join a wait list because they sold out, and each bottle was like $400.
I was I was gonna look up the fragrances because I'm like, I'm not a fragrance guy, but I was like, oh, I'd like to. I mean, he makes it look sort of fun or cool or whatever, and so I was like, oh, I'll look those up, but I haven't, and now I don't need to because
he does a lot of like Creed Aventus, and that's another like almost $400 bottle.
Jesus Christ.
I wish I could dress myself as well as, or just in, not as well as him, but yeah, him, but like just in general, I wish I could do that better.
Well, so when I was working at my last place, I made a special effort not to dress too casually. Like they had a higher level dress code than I'm used to, but I was always wearing collared shirts and stuff, and it did add a level of professionalism, and I was like, I could get used to this. Like, it sure, it's like a sort of a square thing to do, and it's a pain in the butt, but it did add a level of like pretend value or something. I don't know what it was, but it, like, I like stood straighter. I was just more formal, I guess. So I think it does
help you perform better, like subconsciously. I look good, I feel good, and as cliche as that is, you know, I love working from home and not going into the office, but I'm also like in sweatpants, and
right,
you know, it's like you can meet it. I think you subconsciously meet that at a casual
right.
playing field. So
yeah, but back to the actual question. I would want to, like, I think I've mentioned it probably half a dozen times, but I've had two ash trees taken out, and I've got a bunch of shit in my backyard that I would love to start chipping away at and hacking up and
stash trees.
Great
ash trees.
Oh,
I'll tell you what, I've got a couple of ash trees that I'd love to fill up.
I'm gonna just smoke all week, just butt to butt,
butt to butt.
You know what sounds actually fun to do with your, like, if you had nowhere to be? Do you remember, or did you ever? I know, Jake, you most definitely did. I did with my grandparents, but like, just a burn pile.
Yeah,
like a good fucking burn pile. Just stand next to and throw stuff on, and just be like. It's almost like guys that smoke meats, and it's like, what'd you do? Oh, I made this brisket. He's like, well, why are you so drunk? It's like, well, it took 16 hours.
Yeah.
You know, like
Matt,
a burn pile where you're just
Matt,
hanging
every
out.
Every time I catch up with my folks, it's about the burn pile that they did. No, that's not true. Almost every time I talk to my folks, they are cutting wood, or they're, you know, I'm like, oh, what did you guys get up to this weekend? And it's they made a burn pile. They had like extra debris. They made a burn pile and they roasted.
Were
like
either cutting
dogs.
Wood or burning wood,
right? Right, exactly. No, and that
growing it.
If you're listening, mom, pop, I know you guys do other things and you guys have a lot of fun. I just mean like I'm always jealous of your recounts of, you know, going into the woods and. And cleaning up limbs,
just,
and
there's something so, I know it's nostalgia because that's what we
did. Oh yeah, 100%.
I find it incredibly comforting.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't agree with you more.
what are you doing? Getting rid of this shit here and putting it up there. Okay, how's that going? Good.
Good.
Look at all this space now.
Are you, Jake, where you're at now, are you not allowed to have a burn pile?
Yeah. I probably could, but I'd probably get the marshal called on me, the fire marshal. It's we live next to a little grove, I guess, so it does feel like a little bit outdoorsy, but we're still in Durham proper, so there would probably be a frustration. Although, you know, my we have like I have a solo stove, and so granted their advertise is not producing a lot of smoke, so that's probably a benefit. But people have little campfires, but I think a burn pile would be.
How are the solo stoves good at keeping the smoke down?
Yeah, they do.
That's what they're designed for.
But they do.
I mean, I don't know how much of that is, you know, just marketing or.
Yeah, it's actually really fun to sit around, because what it does is it, I don't know exactly what it does, but it pulls
pulls the air from the base, and it circulates around the ring that's on top.
Right. So, and it like pulls it back through. So it twice burns it. So there's not a lot of extra.
So it burns like smoke, the particulate that would be
right
in the smoke.
Right. And and what's fun is that you get to sit around and it is not smoke. It like doesn't produce much smoke. But then also there's like little holes around the top rim that like the fire sort of circulates around it. So it's super mesmerizing. Like, it's a lot of fun to just sit around and get the heat from the, like, I love a burn pile or like a, a campfire, but then also there's the extra visual element. I'm like, this is good.
It's funny. I guess I say that for me, it would be to just have a burn pile.
Yeah.
But we, you know, when we decided to have a family, we put the funds and the time in for building an outdoor living area. So we have a wood burning fireplace outside that's masoned and everything. And it has a covered shelter, but I don't think we've used it in like 2 years.
So you should use it.
Maybe need to revisit that. It was before they built all the homes behind us. That's kind of where I'm at. Like when they were building them, we have like all of our old snow tires and stuff. And I'd be like, fuck it. Whenever they're showing houses, I'm just going to go burn a tire. Like, no,
does your HOA have any rules, or your county or anything, about backyard fires?
Just traditional no burn times, which you have to follow county rules. But the HOA, we had to pass the plans through because you could see the roof from the roof. I don't know. Stupid HOA bullshit. But it was not really
that
big deal.
Aren't you on the board or something of your HOA?
No.
Oh.
I should be. But I just turned in somebody today for a person that I believe is a board member that has like four parked cars outside that hasn't moved them in ages. I was like, well, time to get you there, Carl, or whatever his name is.
or whatever his name is.
Yeah, the county that I live in, you, like the whole county, you have to have 2 or more acres to be able to have a burn pile, like anything larger than like a small like fire pit type thing.
Yeah. I should look that up, because if I can have a burn pile, I'm going to burn some shit.
Do it. Take a week off.
I know. I should.
From your new job you just started. Just tell them it's a mental
Although this
health
does say no chores required, no mowing the lawn or taking out the trash. I would imagine the burning stuff, or, you know, you said you needed to take care of stuff in your yard. That's.
But if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, but that's. I think that's the distinction, is that it's something that
you enjoy.
Yeah. The satisfaction of getting that thing done is pretty high. And maybe that's lame, but like, all right.
Yeah, who hurt you? You know what I'm going to do with my time?
Well, it also sounds like this person lives in New York, so they probably don't have a lot of
They're like, you know, start a bird pile on on the fire escape.
In the courtyard of your...
In the courtyard.
Top answer here is go out to eat, go to the beach, play some video games, rub a few out, take some naps.
My man.
Start catching up on my backlog of books. I finish about a book a month, but a few days of coffee, low music, and books would clear that up quickly. I would spend the week in my shop working on my woodworking projects.
Yeah.
Work on my Olympic lift at the gym. Read some books that I haven't had the chance to read yet. Find myself a good coffee. Oh, that reminds me. I was looking up... Have you guys... We mentioned it last episode. We were talking about weightlifting and stuff. Have you seen like the power lifters, like the ones who like where they get bloody noses from lifting so much that like what their blood pressure can get to?
No,
it's like something insane, like 200 over like 150 or something. Like it's like so insanely high. Yeah. But I was reading something about it and it was like what weightlifters blood pressure gets to. And it's like you should be like, that's almost dead. Killing you.
I thought you were going to go working, somewhere else. But... There's a video circling around of a woman power lifter and she, you know, she's doing the cling and getting ready to do the jerk. But as she's bringing the bell up, she just pees everywhere and does the entire lift. And she has a spotter and she drops it and the spotter doesn't react and she doesn't react. Like, it's just a common thing. And I know like people can vomit and, you know, stuff
I've
like
seen
that.
Vomit. Yeah.
But I was like, really? To just like let it all out. I guess that makes sense. But at the same time, but like, just be like, no, that's okay. It's like,
ugh. Yeah.
This says extremely high blood pressure elevations of up to 345 over 245 were observed during lifts.
Jesus
Christ. Doesn't seem possible. doesn't it max out at like 205 or something like that?
I don't know.
That seems wild, but...
Well, don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, everything in moderation, right? Like, if you go hard, that's fine, but...
Just only do it once.
But only do it once. I'll try.
But how are you not just like squirting blood out of like every orifice in your body at that point?
Yeah.
When I see those people, it reminds me like they remind me of the scene in Total Recall where Arnold Schwarzenegger like goes outside. He's like, ah, yeah. You know, his eyes are bugging out.
Yeah.
Doesn't look fun.
Ride my bike like 50 miles a day. Try some new recipes. Finally finish Stalker 2 and Kingdom Come Deliverance 2. Assuming those are video games. Read my book and check out that high-end shoe store downtown with the least convenient hours on earth. That's a good thing. Yeah, there's like a lot of small businesses that I always think like, oh, that'd be kind of cool to go to, but their hours are, yeah, it's like 2 to 4 or whatever.
Yeah.
Daily.
Yeah. The recipes one is good. Like, it would be nice to be able to spend time making those recipes where they're like, oh, and now we're just going to make the, you know, the lobster bisque sauce. And I was like, yeah, but it takes 45 minutes.
Right.
Like be able to like go to the store, get like all the ingredients, you know, take your time doing that.
Yeah. You know. Spend a nice little afternoon, you know, making a thing, which it, I mean, some of the recipes I've seen are, they're pretty intensive of like, it's always just making the sauces, but. Yeah.
You know, I would.
Yeah, you could do some. Yeah,
I would try a brisket because I haven't braved a brisket yet for smoking, and
I made it in the oven before, but not smoking.
Yeah, I normally wouldn't have the time or the patience, but I would. I would try that
for sure. Well, those are our plans. Let us know what you have planned for a week off. Very exciting.
Catching up on all the episodes of Qualified Nonsense you missed.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that. I wonder if you did stack our episodes end to end, like how much time you would spend listening to them.
Jake, you put calculations into all of your intros. Do that for
me. Yeah, I'll figure that one out. Wait, I did. I did this calculation like six episodes ago.
It was like 125,000.
Yeah, exactly. No, you know, we should also talk to my buddy Eli, who's been listening to the backlogs of the show, who has that bar in Troy, Michigan, Stumble Bum Brewing. He's been backlog listening, so we'll have to ask him how he is.
I mean, I would guess this would be our 80th episode we're releasing, or 79th. No, wait, 89th, right?
We stopped at 69. Because this would be
at like season 2 episode 20 is what this one would be. So yeah, this would be 89. So yeah. I mean, there's probably over, you know, 80 hours of content.
No, this is 21, isn't it?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Either way, a solid week.
Listen to it all back to back, time it, and let us know. There's no other way to figure it out.
If you put on Dark Side of the Moon and then start it 14 minutes into the very first episode, we tell a story.
But as always, thank you all for listening. Please support the show over at Patreon at patreon.com/qualifiednonsense. Watch us over at YouTube at youtube.com/@qualifiednonsense. And feel free to send any questions or comments to qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or hit us up on our socials found in the episode description. After you've done all that, please rate, review, share, like, and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. See you back here next week for another brand new episode of Qualified Nonsense.
Later.
Bye.